By recurring practice, form habits, and he can, by renewed effort, break them off. He can surround himself with illusions until truth is completely lost, and he can destroy each of those illusions until truth is entirely recovered. His possibilities are endless. His freedom is complete. It is the nature of the mind to create its own conditions and to choose the states in which it will dwell. It also has the power to alter any condition, to abandon any state. That it is continually doing is it gathers knowledge of state after state by repeated choice and exhaustive experience. Inward processes of thought make up the sum of character and life. Man can modify and alter these processes by bringing will and effort to bear upon them. The bonds of habit, impotence, and sin are self-made, and can only be destroyed by oneself. They exist nowhere but in one's mind, and although they are directly related to outward things, they have no real existence in these things. The outer is molded and animated by the inner, and never the inner by the outer. Temptation does not arise in the outer object, but in the lust of the mind for the object. Nor do sorrow and suffering belong by nature to the external things and happenings of life, but in an undisciplined attitude of mind toward these things and happenings. The mind that is disciplined by purity and fortified by wisdom avoids all these lusts and desires, which are inseparably bound up with affliction, and so arrives at enlightenment and peace. To condemn others as evil and to curse at outside conditions as a source of evil increases and does not lessen the world's suffering and unrest. The outer is but the shadow and effect of the inner, and when the heart is pure, all outward things are pure. All growth and life is from within outward. All decay and death is from without inward. This is the universal law. All evolution proceeds from within. All adjustment must take place within. He who ceases to strive against others and employs his powers in the transformation, regeneration, and development of his own mind conserves his energy and preserves himself. And as he succeeds in harmonizing his own mind, he leads others by consideration and charity into a like blessed state. The way of enlightenment and peace is not gained by assuming authority and guidance over others' minds, but by exercising a lawful authority over one's own mind, and by guiding oneself in pathways of steadfast and lofty virtue. A man's life proceeds from his heart and his mind. He has compounded that mind by his own thoughts and deeds. It is within his power to transform and refashion that mind by his choice of thought. In this manner, he can transform his life. Let us see how this is to be done. Chapter 3. Formation of Habit. Every established mental condition is an acquired habit, and it has become such by continuous repetition of thought. Despondency and cheerfulness, anger and calmness, covetousness and generosity, indeed all states of mind are habits built up by choice until they have become automatic. A thought constantly repeated at last becomes a fixed habit of the mind, and from such habit proceeds one's life. It is in the nature of the mind to acquire knowledge by the repetition of its experience. A thought which is very difficult at first to hold and dwell upon at last becomes, by constantly being held in the mind, a natural and habitual practice. A boy, when commencing to learn a trade, cannot even handle his tools right, much less use them correctly. But after long repetition and practice, he plies them with perfect ease and consummate skill. Likewise, a state of mind at first apparently incapable of realization is, by perseverance and practice, at last acquired and built into the character as a natural and spontaneous condition. In this power of the mind to form and reform its habits, its conditions, is contained the basis of a man's salvation. It is the open door to perfect liberty by the mastery of self. For as a man has the power to form harmful habits, so he equally has the same power to create habits that are essentially good. And here we come to a point which needs some clarifying, and which